I want to say a few words about one of the strong, committed, relentless citizen leaders that we have here with us today. One day I was sitting with Jay Butera in the Rayburn cafeteria, and he had just returned from a meeting with a congressional office, and he had final confirmation. There's going to be a bipartisan climate solutions caucus in the House of Representatives. And we were just incredibly excited. We're looking at the papers that Jay had that he had been diligently taking around so people could get what the plan was and sign up to a mission and get on board and feel comfortable with it. And we were getting ready to go celebrate. We were actually getting our things together. We're gonna go have a drink. We'd picked out a bar and we're gonna toast to this. And Jay looks at his phone and he says, oh, I've got an email, I've gotta check this. And it's from the congressional office that had just confirmed that this is happening. And a very senior member of staff had pushed back really hard and said, we are not going this way. And so it fell apart. And I remember thinking, not just that that great moment had disappeared, but that this was now gonna be really hard because you've gotta get over that hump somehow. Jay did not collapse in despair. He said, oh, I gotta go up there and find out what's going on. And he went right back upstairs to listen and to have a conversation. And, you know, I remember he had a spring in his step. I thought, how interesting. He's obviously not happy with this. And this is, you know, maybe never gonna work now because obviously this pushback was really hard. But he had a spring in his step because there was something exciting and something good about what he was doing, and he loved doing it. And he was gonna keep doing it for as long as it took. That was 2 years ago. Jay has continued to work diligently, creatively, listening to those who needed to be heard, listening to those who were not ready yet, trying to find out what kind of allies they would need, what were their fears and concerns, how to take those fears and concerns away. He worked to help them see that community leaders, voters, media, even school children would stand by them if they did the honorable thing. Little by little, he built those bridges so people could connect with this mission, with this idea. And in the end, because of the hard work and the good faith and the untiring commitment of Jay Butera, that's what they did. And so we now have the first ever bipartisan Climate Solutions Caucus in the House of Representatives. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Jay Butera.
Wow. Thank you, Joe. And thank you, Citizens Climate Lobby. Wow. I remember that day that Joe was talking about in Rayburn Cafeteria. Joe was there with me when things bottomed out. And he helped me pick up the pieces and keep going. But I want to tell you something. I felt like you were all there with me. Every one of you. Because we do this work together, don't we? Yes. We share the pain and we share the wins. That's what CCL is. And it's all cumulative. I think about this a lot. Everything we achieve is the cumulative effect of years and years of hard work by thousands and thousands of people. We build on our successes. So that Climate Solutions Caucus that Joe's talking about, it's built on the foundations that you laid down. It's built on 1,000 lobby meetings here on Capitol Hill. It's built on 1,000 conference calls and 1,000 brilliant ideas. That's what makes this possible. That's what gives me hope. I give a lot of myself to Citizens Climate Lobby, but here's the thing. I get back more than I give. I really do. I get a chance to feel my voice is heard in this great democracy of ours. I get a chance to work with brilliant, inspired, unstoppable people like you. And that's what keeps me going. And that's what's going to fix Congress and save this beautiful planet of ours. One day, Mark Reynolds called me, and he asked me what I do to stay focused and optimistic, what I do to push through those peaks and valleys. And I told Mark about this little memo that I had written to myself. It was kind of a personal pep talk. And I read it every morning. Still do. At that point, I had never shared it with anybody. It was pretty personal. But I shared it with Mark. And I want to share it with you now. This is called Why I Act on Climate. I believe that I can have a major impact on the fate of our planet if I work tirelessly, think big, and act fearlessly. I believe that bold actions by a few brave people can change the course of history. I believe I am one of those people. Doing this will not be easy or comfortable, but it is definitely possible. And because it is possible, I must try. I will not give up. Thank you very much. Thank you.